His purpose, and they need to understand his causes. They need to understand what it is. They need to understand what it's about to do and not to do. But they don't know. But the Spirit do.
Is evidence that we're running. Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
You know, if you're slowful, you're going to waste time looking for stuff. Slowfulness will cause you to be disorganized, unorganized, and you'll spend time trying to find stuff, wasting time looking for stuff that you should be able to put your hand on if you'd have put it in a place. Right? You could miss out on a lot of things just by being lazy and being slowful. Proverbs 6:6-12. Says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Another translation says, you lazy bones. Consider her ways and be wise, which have no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? A little slumber, a little sleep, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Right? How many of y'all ever been there? A little slumber, a little more sleep. How many of y'all hit that snooze button? How many of you snooze till you ain't got no more time to snooze? That snooze button will cause you to be slowful. It's all right to use it sometime, but it ought not be a way of life that you automatically, I mean, why are you going to set the clock at a certain, you lying to yourself. I'm getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You lying? You done figured in the snooze time. What you really saying is I'm gonna wake up at 6. And I'm gonna hit the snooze button. Listen, I'm right here with y'all. We all in this together. Look, I done woke up, hit that snooze button, and didn't even know I hit it. Didn't never wake up. Just automatic. Bam! Didn't never wake up. How many of y'all hit the snooze button, never woke up? Just. Then you look at the clock and say, the clock, something wrong with the clock. Now we blaming, we making excuses. See, we got to blame somebody for us oversleeping. And your boss, you walk in, your boss say, what you doing being late here today? My clock. The snooze didn't go off. The alarm didn't go off this morning. We blame something else. Just say, look, I just didn't get up on time. Take responsibility. We blame everything else. Well, you know, my children are supposed to wake me up. You know, they get up every time I hear them running around. I didn't hear them this morning. Proverbs 10:26, lazy people are an irritation to the employer. As vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. In other words, you give a lazy person an assignment, you know, it ain't gonna get done. I'm gonna tell you, it's an irritation. Smoke in the eyes. How many of you had smoke in your eyes? Oh, it's an irritation now. Your eyes wasn't made for smoke. Proverbs 13:4 says, the soul of the sluggard desires and have nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. See, he's talking about diligence and being slothful. The soul of the diligent shall be made fat, which means prosperous. Amen. So you have to be willing to work and willing to expend energy. All work is not easy. You know, everybody want an easy job. I'm believing God for a job. What kind of job you want? Something easy? That's number one on the list. First requirement. Got to be something easy. Something that's not going to inconvenience me. Something where I'm not going to get too dirty. You know, I won't go to work clean, come home clean. Won't go to work smelling good, come home smelling good. Right? Wrong prerequisite. That shouldn't be the top of the list, something easy. Sluggy wants, but he gets nothing. Proverbs 12:27 says the sluggard will go out and kill his food, you know, get his food to eat, but he's too lazy to cook it. Now, y'all laughing at the poor hunter because he don't want to cook his food. But how many of y'all got food in your pantry? And you walked in, you stabbed that pantry. I got to cook that. We ain't eating that tonight. That gonna take too long. I ain't slaving in this kitchen over y'all. Don't nobody appreciate me no way. Right? You got food right there, but you rather I'm going to bed hungry tonight. Why? Too lazy to cook. We got any eggs in there you can throw in the skillet? We'll eat breakfast tonight. Throw some eggs in there. Put a couple slices of bacon in there. Make some something quick and easy. So I'm just trying to make it real. I'm trying to bring it home to you. See, we laughing at that poor hunter. He went out there and killed his food and then he's too lazy to cook it. But you got food in your cupboard and too lazy to cook it. And we'd rather go to bed hungry and get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and still go. It ain't never changed. It's still in there. 3 o'clock in the morning, you walking. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. It's still in the pantry. Cook it. Proverbs 12:24 says that the slothful means laxness, slackness, slackening, lazy, will be put to forced labor. So when you lazy, nobody's going to give you the best paying jobs. Lazy people going to always have the jobs that require the most energy. Isn't that true? Oh, yeah. Nobody going to promote somebody that's lazy. Nobody going to give them a desk job if they lazy. Right? People that's lazy, they say, now, look here, we need somebody to go out there and sweep out something out there. You know, we need somebody to do all this. Now, I know sometimes that ain't fair and all that kind of stuff. You got some people that really work hard, you know. But I'm just saying, I'm talking about the attitude here, the attitude. And that's not true in every case because, I mean, there's jobs that's got to get done. And we appreciate every hardworking person. Sometimes people just, you know, that's what they have to do to make a living and to provide for their family. And we don't look down on that at all. I'm talking about a lazy person, right? But even if you have a job that nobody wants to do, nobody still want a lazy person doing it. Even if you're doing a job that nobody wants to do, they still want you to do it good. My daddy had a janitor's job for, 20 years? 22 years at Nachman Elementary. You know, that was his job, but we did all the work. I ain't gonna say we did all of it, but we did 90% of it. He was the inspector. I worked over there. Bubba worked over there. Ricky worked over there. Keith worked over there. Reggie worked over there. Twain worked over there. Only people didn't work over there is Jack and Tammy. And my dad just come there and said, come on, let's go and inspect. And if you missed something, I'm gonna tell you, he was on it. You didn't get away with nothing around my dad. Now, he had certain things he wanted to do, and that was his part. He said, no, I don't want y'all doing this here. Because we were little boys, you know, growing up and stuff. He said, I got this right here, but y'all have that done when I get here. Then he checked us out. My dad was not a lazy man. My daddy cut yards and we had a grass cutting business before people had a grass cutting business. On his off days, I was out there pushing a lawnmower. Till one day I hit something. He run me off too. He thought I did it on purpose because I ain't want to be there. It really was an accident. I really didn't see it. I hit a pipe coming up out the ground. Bent the blades up on it. I ain't gonna even tell you what he told me. Huh? See, I tore his lawnmower and said, you came. Y'all fill in the blank. I was 16 years old when I got my last whooping. And it's all Dill's fault. My daddy used to cut her daddy's grass. And he was going over there one evening, he said, now, Greg, meet me over there, bring them gas cans. I'm going to cut that grass after we get off work today. And, you know, Dill lived across the by. She's just a little girl. She lived across the by, and, you know, I could see where the truck come around the corner. I said, well, I'll wait till I see Daddy get around the corner, and then I'll just take the gas can over there. And by the time he get everything out of the truck, you know, I'll be there with the gas can, because I'll be there in, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Well, I kept on, I was playing, having a good time. And every night I look over there and I say, the old truck ain't coming. I wonder what happened to Dad. Well, he took another route. He went the other way that I wasn't counting on, so he's sitting there waiting. I didn't see no truck coming. Then I saw that truck coming from where Dill lived. I said, oh, Lord. That truck was flying. I'm going to tell you, you know, what saw him on the other side of the by? I went and got the gas. Before I could get out of the yard, the truck was there. All the way down, across the bridge and there. And, you know, he used to slow down. When you go pull up in the yard and put it in low gear, that time he just went vroom, right up in the yard. And I was running with that gas can. I said, oh, Dad, I'm on the way, Dad. I was just on the way. He went and pulled a limb off that apple tree. I had some short cut off blue jean pants on. I can't tell you what he said. I tell you what he did. He tore my tail up is what he did. I thought I was bad. I'm 16. I'm bigger than him, stronger than him now. I play football. I'm too big for a whooping. He can't do nothing but fuss now. He sure surprised me that day. Broke skin on me. I still got the scars. My daddy said that's the mark of a man. See, I made a man out you, boy. Every time you look at him, remember, I made a man out you. Wouldn't even let me come help him cut the grass out here. Snatched them gas cans from me and took off.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. Services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Here on the battleground, for your glory, we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the media ministries of Kingdom First Ministries of Bossier City, Louisiana, with Minister Catherine Young. Listen now to a word in season from Minister Catherine Young from a message already in progress.
Be left behind. But we just sitting here, what time this workshop over? Wasn't it what they serve for lunch? See? And I'm here like, caution, caution, caution. You need a relationship with the Lord. You need to hear what God is saying in these last days. You need to hear. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Daniel that in the last days, the enemy is going to increase his attacks against the saints of God. So what he's going to do, he's going to increase the attack to try to wear us out. That's what the Bible says clear. So us that have, we been saved. So the joke like she been saved, been doing good too long. Here come. He going to come. And when he come, are we going to reflect God's glory? Now, when the enemy come, he ain't going to come in that tail and them horns coming out his head. He going to come looking like Denzel. He going to come looking like everything you imagine. She going to come looking like she holy, she could prophesy, she could tell you where you lost your money and your house. All right. They going to come. And because you don't have that relationship where God sits in that prayer closet and he talks to you and he tells you, daughter, don't go there. Daughter, watch him. Daughter, don't go over there because you and God's he funny because he don't tell you everything. When you're a baby, God will tell you everything. Go to the third street, turn right, there'll be a red car. Don't do that. Don't go right there, because if you put your money there, it's going to get lost. Don't do that. But when you mature, and are you supposed to mature, he starts speaking words. Stop. And you'll be like, what, Lord? One word. You'll be, he'll be like, stop. And you'll be like, stop what? But instead of us cautioning and say God is speaking, okay, I got to pay attention. And he does that as we grow. Because the reason why you don't hear God like you used to is because you're growing. And then it becomes a trust issue. You understand what I'm saying? So he's not speaking like he used to speak to. You used to hear him all the time in the grocery store. Don't buy that because that's on sale at Kroger's. See, folks don't act like God don't tell us about the little things. God will talk to you about everything. This true story. One time I was sitting in the mirror and I was looking at my face full of bumps. And I'm like, Lord, what is going on in my face? Just break it out. And I wasn't a teenager. This is full adult, well into my 40s. No, probably my 30s. And just as clear as a bell, the Holy Spirit say, Pepsi. True story. True story. And so what I did was, instead of just saying, okay, Lord, what is going on with our Pepsi? I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to stop drinking my Pepsi because I love it. You will not have my Pepsi. You's a liar, devil. face full of bump. Holy Ghost say, you know what? You don't drink no water. That's all you drink is soda. See, God tell us about the things that will affect us. Start drinking water. And I say, God, if you deliver me from that Pepsi, I promise you, Master, you ain't got to worry about it no more. And I'm talking about Pepsis where I would go to the grocery store and buy them by the cases. So every time you talk to me, I had a Pepsi in my hand like this. Like most of you have a cigarette. You see how quiet it got in here? Some of us have them pills, Xanax, and I ain't saying you only take them. Some of us need a little help till God get us to that glory. We need that little Xanax. Little, I did it myself. But once you get to a point, God start telling, and do not get off your medicine till God tell you. Let me stop there. Because God will start freeing you. He'll start freeing you. But then you'll be like, this mess of devil, I quit in the name of Jesus. And then we got to go to Brentwood to see you. Because, see, some people ain't got that much faith yet to take them to that place. So that's why God give us I'm in this house. This ain't even in my nose. So God give us those pharmaceutical drugs to help us, but not to get dependent on them. You understand what I'm saying? So I would buy these Pepsis. I would sit up there and I would just drink Pepsi, be talking to folks, back hurting, kidneys hurting, everything hurt. I rebuke you, Satan, you will not have my body in the name of Jesus. This body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. But then the Lord said, you killing yourself. Why are you praying for healing and you don't do nothing I say? See, that's why I was talking about this balance thing. Because see, we done got off balance. You think you could go to, like our place here, Southern Classic? You think you can go to Ryan's and Golden Corral Buffet every week and eat like a pig? I rebuke calories in the name of Jesus. This body is a temple of the Most High. I will not gain weight. I rebuke weight. Come on. That's foolishness. I'm almost over. It's down here from here. We got to learn some common sense. We take their word. We go write checks. We ain't got money in the bank. And then when you're on the mug shot, and see my girls in here from Faith Baptist Church, y'all give them a shout out. See, that's my home. Yeah. Alexandria, Louisiana, in the house. You see what I'm saying? But you in the town talk like this.
Oh, Lord.
what they say when you wrote them checks that you ain't got no money for? Insufficient funds. And whole way out the jailhouse when everybody done paid your bond, that ain't nothing but the devil. That's the devil. No, you ain't got no money. You can't believe God, he gonna put that check through. That is called going to jail. That's where we at. We gotta reflect his glory. When people see us, they got to see Jesus. They have to see Jesus. Like last night, we had the play, the little skit. You could feel offense in there. People, this ain't the place for the church. See, I got quiet because y'all was offended. Well, if they don't like what I got on their mind, need to be on Jesus anyway. Why they paying attention to what I got on? They need their minds need to be on King Jesus. But soon as somebody touch you, oh, they touch me. They touch me. Soon as a man stares at you, oh, he full of lust. Baby, I look at you, if you walk in here and your behind is from here to here, you built up real good. That is what the Bible says. You don't cause your brother to be a son. Everything, you can do everything. Paul said, I can do all things, but I don't do them all. So we get offended when people give us the truth because we are so used to sugar water. The first thing we do, we go to 7-Eleven or whatever these fast convenience stores now, and we need to get a bottle of water. But what we do is we go for the sugar drinks. Because the sugar drink is what make us feel good. So when anybody step on our toes just a little bit and apply a little pressure, we all uptight. We're all uptight. And the only thing the church trying to do is stop to help people from talking about you. Because you look a mess. Because these sisters, y'all, we know how to talk about another sister. And it ain't right. Whole as you is, we talks about each other. I know I'm in the house because when I'm in the house, let me tell y'all, let me give you in the house 101. When the Holy Ghost is in the house, you will have some cheer. Yes, amen. Preach it, sister, like my front row here. And then you'll have some amen. Yes, amen, like this section right here. And then you'll have some people, they'll be like, and then you'll have people just quiet. And you know why? Because I'm in the house. I'm talking about you. So what you saying is you like, oh, Lord, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to look because I don't want to see me. So what we do is we get quiet when we should be saying, oh, free me, Lord. Oh, preach. Because you're talking about me. Like the old folks say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Boy, look at that religion, come on out. You see what I'm saying? But see, that's why God loves us. God says if he don't discipline us, that you're not his son, but you're a bastard. But see, that ain't a bad word, that's Bible. And it's King James Version. So if God don't correct us, that means you ain't his. But if he correct us, he send the word to you, he is saying something. So what we need to do is listen to what God is saying. And it might hurt us, but we have to go to our closet and you say, you know what, I heard Pastor Kathy say this today, Lord, and I laughed with the rest of the ladies. But Lord, she was talking about me. See, when you done been through some things in your life, shame don't know my name. You see me? When you done been through some stuff in your life, you know what? You don't care no more. You see? Some of them cheering and grandchildren worked the pride right on out you. But work the pride. You was proud in her prepare and her marching and her prepare. You be like, mm-hmm. Life will work the pride right on out you. Some of us are so bound, so religious. We're not free. So then we don't reflect his glory. And nobody can see the Jesus in you. Nobody. Everywhere you go, you uptight. I can't hug you or love on you and tell you, girl, you know you super bad. You looking fly. All right, then, this old dress here. Because you got an image problem. Now, God is resounding this over and over, so he must be saying something. Nobody can't hug up you and kiss you, or she's so fake. Pastor Desal, get the car ready. We're going to roll on up out of here. Because see, we got problems.
Minister Young, hope you were blessed by this in-season word. You may contact Minister Young at 318-286-0881.